It's Friday, September 9th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Christian apologist Nabil Qureshi, who just resigned from Ravi Zacharias International Ministries following the revelation that he was diagnosed with advanced stomach cancer, found out that statistically he only has a 4% chance of survival. In the 10-minute video from Nabil Qureshi Ministries on YouTube, he remarked that he is not putting his faith in statistics.
I believe in my God. I believe that he hears prayers, and so many of you have lifted me up in prayers. And I believe that there is more than hope here, despite what the numbers say. And that's where I'll take my stand, on Jesus Christ, the living God.
A shooting incident in Brewster County, Texas, left one student injured and the shooter dead yesterday. It was reported that the female shooter shot the other student and then put an end to her own life. The shooter's motivation is unknown. The 15th anniversary of 9/11 is this coming Sunday. To honor the lives lost and treasure their service, two men, David Payne and Jay Winnick, started a nonprofit ministry called My Good Deed, dedicated to making September 11th a day of national service. Winnick himself experienced the loss of his brother Glenn Winnick, a firefighter who laid down his life for others at the World Trade Center. To read more of their story, go to 911day.org. The most recent federal court nominee by President Barack Obama is Abid Riaz Qureshi, a professing Muslim. He is the first Muslim American to be selected for a federal position. In a special report, Fox News said that an attempted Afghan rescue mission of two U.S. University of Afghanistan professors was not successful last month. The two were both captured on August 7th. They are not sure as to the current location of the hostages. Atheists were not excited about Kentucky County Clerk Carmen Finley having a painting of the Ten Commandments up in her office. Finley had to take the painting down as a result of a letter sent by the Freedom from Religion Foundation claiming that the painting allegedly violated the Establishment Clause. We say with Paul in Romans 7, 9 through 13, that God's law is good. By nature, man does not like God's law because it condemns him. Once I was alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin sprang to life and I died. I found that the very commandment that was intended to bring life actually brought death, for sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, deceived me and through the commandment put me to death. So then, the law is holy. And the commandment is holy, righteous, and good. Following Uzbekistan's President Karimov's death, one Christian pastor says that the persecution may escalate for Christians. He says that the prime minister, the one predicted to take office, may have been the one who instigated the persecution against Christians during President Karimov's term. 2 Timothy 3, 12-14 says, "In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it." Stand fast, brothers and sisters in Uzbekistan. You may have seen the viral photo of two newborn babies hugging each other. It now has over 5 million views, 20,000 shares, and 100,000 likes. The Blaze.com reports the two babies, Mason and Hawk, were born on August 18th. It was discovered that Hawk was born with a congenital diaphragmatic hernia. A hole in his diaphragm allowed the rest of his organs to move up into his chest. And after 2 weeks of fighting, his grieving family announced his death on Wednesday. They wrote, "Our hearts are saddened this morning as our sweet little man was called home to be with Jesus. He went very peacefully, and we know he's no longer suffering. Please give us some time to grieve and try to start the healing process." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.